A vote for me, Darlene H. Nicholas, for the 5th Maryland Congressional District, is a vote against taxes, a vote for personal freedom, and a vote for bringing our troops home. I am a true citizen statesman. 80% of people in surveys over the last year believe this country is going in the wrong direction. Steny Hoyer entered into politics in 1966 and is proud to be the longest-serving member of the U.S. House of Representatives from Maryland in the history of the Republic. In all that time, there has never been a tax he didn't like. He has voted for every tax increase that has come along. What do I offer you in place of Hoyer? I will never vote for any tax. No new tax, no increase in tax. I will work for repealing existing taxes. Taxation is theft. I do not condone theft, period. Steny Hoyer has never encountered a personal freedom of yours he wasn't willing to sacrifice. He will continue to chip away at your personal freedom. I am not willing to sacrifice that. This means no Patriot Act and no national ID card. The Patriot Act strips you of your rights and freedoms. Government agencies are able to monitor your personal transactions without due process. They have the ability and the will to use it against you. I am against the national ID card. As in any totalitarian society, if the national ID card takes effect, government officials will be asking you for your papers, please, wherever you go. That's not an America we want to pass down to our children. Steny Hoyer voted to send our sons and daughters to Iraq, although he would have you believe differently now. While I applaud the sincere efforts of our men and women in uniform who are courageously willing to lay down their lives to defend us, true security will never be achieved by sending our troops all over the world. Most candidates in this election are trying to portray themselves as agents of change, when in fact their records clearly show they are really agents of no change at all. To be fair, change, just for the sake of change, is rarely for the better. But some things do need changing, and they need it desperately. Foremost among those is term limits for legislators. To be absolutely clear on this, Congress will never impose term limits on themselves. They have far too much to lose. Each and every voter should never forget, the incumbents are not in it for you, they are in it for themselves. So if term limits are to be imposed, it must be done by you, the voters. If a president can be limited to 2 terms, then I propose the voters adopt the same for their representatives and senators. Steny Hoyer has had many more than 2 terms, so have most of the other House members. This time around, if you want change, vote against the incumbent, whoever that may be. Don't be a victim of the illusion that there is any substantive difference between Republicans and Democrats. There isn't. As a member of the party of principle, if I make voters a promise, it is one I will keep. I promise to work to restore your stolen liberties and money. In addition, I promise that when you elect me, I will stand for 2 terms, no more. I will be the change you wish to see in Congress. I will fight for your right to keep your whole paycheck, maintain your civil liberties, and demand to bring our troops home from around the world now. Give peace a chance. Give liberty a chance. Elect me, Darlene H. Nicholas, as your 5th District Congressman on November 4th, and be the change you want to see. Thank you.